This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's good to be with you on this Friday. It's Star Wars weekend. They come out every December these days. Thanks, Disney, but we are excited, just like geeks in good standing everywhere across this galaxy. Rafer Guzman has seen The Last Jedi. He's here. He'll be with us at the end of the hour with his review. And no spoilers, I promise. We put out the call to you for your favorite moments and quotes from the Star Wars universe. You guys are amazing.
Do or do not. There is no try.
You came in that thing? You're braver than I thought.
Bring me the passengers. I want them alive.
You only knew the power of the dark side.
Okay, we were seriously impressed with these, so we're going to have a lot of your voices with favorite moments all throughout the show. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. But for now, let me take your head out of the Galactic Senate. Sorry, that's the only reference to Episode 1 you're going to hear today. Out of the Galactic Senate and into the Senate of the United States. Because congressional Republicans are forging ahead. They're trying today to roll out a final version of their tax bill. The plan on Capitol Hill is to vote it all out by next week so President Trump can sign it by Christmas. House Speaker Paul Ryan urged people to focus on the finish line.
The results are going to be what sells this bill, not the confusion before it passes.
What confusion does Paul Ryan mean there? Well, the votes, of course. Does the Senate have them? Vice President Mike Pence canceled an overseas trip for next week to stay in Washington in case Mitch McConnell needs him to break a 50-50 tie. And for good reason. As late as last night, Senator Marco Rubio, Republican of Florida, threatened to vote no on this tax bill unless the GOP expands the child tax credit. Let's take a look now at what the child tax credit is and how this tax bill could look for working families if Marco Rubio gets his way. Chai-Ching Wong is Deputy Director of Federal Tax Policy at the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
The signature provision in the bill for working families is a child tax credit increase. But at the moment, the Senate bill leaves 26 million children and working families to not fully benefit from that increase. And 10 million of those families would get just $75 or less. So that's millions of working and middle class families getting little or nothing. And Senator Rubio has a proposal that would give those children somewhat less inadequate child tax credit increases.
Now, what does Marco Rubio want? How does it work?
So he would more fully include those 26 million children in working families by allowing lots of parents who work really hard for low pay but have incomes too low to owe much federal income tax to benefit more from the child tax credit increase. At the moment, the Senate bill only very slightly increases the amount of child tax credit that can be received as a refund by people that have incomes too low to owe much federal income tax, even though they pay payroll taxes and lots of other state and federal taxes.
So you just said something important, I think. You said the amount that's refundable. There's a difference between a tax credit and a refundable tax credit. Why is the refundable part so important?
So again, the way that the tax code is designed is that if you have very low earnings, those earnings are not subject to a lot of federal income tax so as not to tax people who are very low paid into or deeper into poverty. And that's an explicit decision in the tax code. Now, that means, though, that if there's a tax credit for something like helping to offset the cost of raising children, if you don't have much federal tax liability to use that credit against, you can only benefit from the credit if you can receive it as a refund at the end of the year.
Right. And if a tax credit like that is fully refundable, let's say $1,000 per child, that would mean you could get a check for close to $1,000, or at least your refund could be $1,000 more.
That's exactly right. And the way that the child tax credit is currently designed is that it's not fully refundable. The part that you can receive as a refund is limited to 15% of your earnings over $3,000. So a family has to be working to receive the child tax credit, and they also have to have earnings above $3,000, and then every dollar above that, they earn a little bit of child tax credit.
So if Marco Rubio gets his way here in the final bill, and it looks like Republicans are going to need his vote, he's using some leverage, what would the child tax credit look like in the final analysis? How much would it help?
So his proposal would say that all of a low-income family's earnings would count towards earning the child tax credit. so they would be able to earn the child tax credit at the rate of 15.3%, which is the same as the payroll tax rate, from the first dollar of their earnings. And that doesn't just help working families that have incomes below $3,000, it helps a lot of families with incomes above that because they can reach the maximum credit faster.
And so how much of a help for the tens of millions of people that you described at the beginning, Chai-Ching? How far does this go if Marco Rubio gets his way to have a significant part of this tax bill really be a benefit for working families?
So it's the difference between a $75 increase in the child tax credit for a single mother working full-time at minimum wage and something more like a few hundred dollars. So it goes from a token benefit to something that's a little bit more meaningful for each of those families.
And how much would it add to the cost of the bill?
Adopting Marco Rubio and Senator Lee's proposal would cost about $87 billion. And that is about the same amount that Republicans are considering putting towards a lower tax rate for the top 1% of people at the moment.
And is the math as simple as that? Is Marco Rubio saying, take $87 billion from the tippy top and let's use it for the child tax credit for working families? Is it that simple?
Absolutely. And he, earlier in the process, said that the corporate rate cut in the bill, which is a very deep corporate rate cut from 35% to 20%, should be made slightly less deep. It should go to 20.9% instead of all the way to 20%. And that money could also be used to increase the child tax credit for working families.
But Chai-Ching, what's going on in the Senate that only at the last minute, only at the 11th hour, right before the final bill is set to pass, it takes a pretty conservative Republican like Marco Rubio to pop up and say, no, let's shift this $87 billion to working families. What's going on in the Senate?
So this is a really important point. I think it's been absolutely remarkable that all the way through, even from the president's inaugural speech, that the rhetoric has been about the working class and working families. He said, the president, every decision on taxes would be made to benefit American workers and American families. And these families have been pretty much ignored in the crafting of the bill so far. Other senators used their leverage earlier on in the process. For example, Senator Ron Johnson used the leverage of his vote to achieve higher tax cuts for wealthy business owners earlier in the process. And it's only now at this point we're looking at moving around a little bit of money in a bill that costs $1.5 trillion overall and moves around trillions of dollars. We're only now starting to think about those working and middle class families.
So, Chai-Ching, before we let you go, in the final analysis, if Marco Rubio wins his leverage fight here, if he gets the increase in the child tax credit and this bill passes, can working families, low-income families look at the tax reform tax cut bill and finally think, yeah, there's a lot in here for me?
No, I think this would make it marginally less harmful. Unfortunately, there would be still millions of low and moderate income families that would face tax increases. The bill repeals a core Affordable Care Act provision that would cause premium increases in individual markets. And again, that very strong signal that this is step one of a two-step agenda, with the second step being deep cuts to programs that benefit children and families across the population. So I think what we're talking about now is making a really bad bill somewhat less bad for millions of families.
Chai-Ching Huang with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.